Hey guys, welcome back to Talk with Torch.
Yo, yo, yo.
Here you go. What was that?
First and foremost, before we start, I just want to say happy birthday to my fucking wife. Happy birthday, baby. It's the birthday episode. I wish I had some air horns right now to be like, burr, 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 burr.
I'm so glad that you do not have that. So we was at the restaurant and I just feel like I'm in a place in my life where I don't need all that extra stuff. I just want to be kind of like seen, but low key. Like,
yeah,
I don't need all of that right now. But thank you. Thank you.
Yeah.
Thank you for everything.
Yeah, no problem.
This nigga had me on a scavenger hunt in our house.
You know, and I thank God that we're in a position where we can actually have a scavenger hunt and hide things in different parts of the house. Because you can't do that in small spaces.
You want to know what's so fucked up about... You want to know what's so fucked up?
Yeah.
You were going good. You were doing amazing. Like, you know, you was thanking God. You was humble. And then you just dropped the mic. Like,
you know, you got to just add that. Hadouken right in there.
Like, even though it's not me, it hurt. I felt that, like, ouch.
You know, we all was there. You know?
Yeah, but I mean, like, come on, have some compassion.
Yeah.
Have some compassion.
I do.
That was a nice way.
I'm sorry.
People can do a scavenger hunt in their apartment.
Oh, yeah, you know.
Don't do that.
Hide something behind the garbage. Maybe
I don't like
in the
that.
Pantry. Okay.
That's not nice.
Okay.
You can hide stuff like in the cabinet. You can. I'm not even.
We're you next to the fridge.
Yes. You can hide something like behind the windowsill in the room. I'm not joking.
And then the next door neighbor only.
How is the next door neighbor going to even reach?
Well, depending on if your apartment is facing the next apartment.
That's fucked up. Like, I can't. Can we get back on track?
Woo.
Can we get back on track?
Okay. Back to it, though.
It's too early in the episode. Have some behavior.
Mm-hmm.
Like, please, have some behavior. But thank you so much for everything, the scavenger hunt.
Of course.
I just thank you for, you know, just being my go-to.
Yeah.
You know, thank you for going half on a baby with me, our beautiful daughter. She's the best birthday gift that anyone can ask for. Well, let me not say anyone, that I could have asked for.
Yeah.
And I feel amazing right now. And I just feel blessed. I feel humble. I feel just like a sense of humility. Like, I just feel good. And like I said, I'm at a point in life where I just feel like not everything needs to be seen. Not everything needs to be grand. I just want to take in the moment as far as like just being present in the moment. Don't get me wrong. I still want to have content, but being present in the moment where it's not like every single minute and second is based to be put on social media. So thank you for an amazing birthday.
Yeah.
We are parents of a soon-to-be 2-month-old.
Yeah.
So listen, I was tired at 8 o'clock.
Yeah.
At 8 p.m. No, it wasn't even 8 p.m. It was like 7 something. And I was like, wait a minute. It's not even 8 o'clock. Listen.
What I love about today, even though how I did everything for you and you felt, you know, you was happy. You was genuinely happy and enjoying it and was having fun. I like how we're really getting down to being comfortable, like being comfortable going out on little dates and dinners and lunches and whatever with our daughter, you know, kind of finding a way to kind of like do it, you know?
Yeah. It's different.
It's different.
It's different. Especially coming from how we used to go out all the time and everything. Yeah. We're getting into the groove of this, and she's such a good baby. Mm-hmm. So, you know, we have to take advantage of that.
Of course.
She's such a good baby.
Of course. And speaking of getting back into the groove of, you know, going on the dates and going out and whatnot, let's kind of like step back a little bit. You're going on a date, on a first date with somebody. What has to happen? What boxes have to be checked for you to be like, all right, we can go out for the next one? Or a number two is deserved.
For me, if I was single and I was just dating, I feel like first things first, the first initial date, it has to be a vibe. It has to be a vibe. No, you cannot take me to McDonald's or anything like that, but we can go to like a little Mexican spot. It doesn't have to be like nothing expensive or grand, but the vibe has to be there. If there's no vibe, I don't want to see you again. So conversation-wise, being able to converse properly, just, you know, having that time together and just, you know, feeling you out, so to speak, I think that can kind of potentially hit the second date. And you can be extra. But for me, you have to say, can we do this again? I feel like. Or when can we do this again?
Yeah. I agree with you. I do agree with you. Conversation is very key. You know, how the vibe is. We, you know, because I've been on dates where, you know, the person was on their phone.
You mean when you were single?
Yeah. When I was single.
Put that out there.
When I was single, I'm a faithfully, happily married man. And yeah, when I was single, I've went on dates where, you know, the person was on their phone the whole time. Or whether, you know, they probably said something, or maybe the date was, you know, going good or going all right, and the person was just doing too much with the bill, like they just running it up.
You've had that happen to you?
I've had that happen to me.
So did you have to ever wash dishes?
Oh, no, I've never got
have
to.
Have you ever dined? Is it dine and dash?
I've never dined and dashed. I've never done that. I did want to try it once, but I've never done that.
I think that's a little like tacky. That's just my opinion. To each his own. I'm not saying, even though you said you wanted to try it, I just think it's tacky. Like, if you can't afford it, don't go to the establishment.
Yeah. And when I said I wanted to try it, meaning like when to I was younger. Yeah, when I was younger, it seemed cool. Kind of like I wanted to see if it's that same thrill that you get when you movie hop, you know? So I'm just like, all right, I would want to try it. But I never did it. But this situation, like, well, not this, because that happened a couple of times. I never got to the point where I didn't have enough. And if I got to the point where I didn't have enough, it probably was like $20. And I'd be like, hit up somebody like, yo, can you send me $20? Yo, I got you in like 3 hours, 5 hours, whatever. Or maybe I'd just be like, yo, mom, send me somebody, send me 20 or something. That's like that. Wild. I've never, cause I've been on a date where, you know, I was expecting to pay like about $1.50 and left that place with $2.20, and that took my whole check from my first little job that I had.
This is crazy.
So now I'm on.
So what was they ordering?
Well, like, just and like depending on where you go, just a steak, you know, runs it up, brings it up. Depending on where you at, it up to like $32.
But you fucked up, because if you know that you have a certain amount of money, there's no reason, again, to go into a fucking establishment that you're gonna end up spending your whole check. It makes no sense. Go somewhere where you know, like, okay, I'm gonna get my money's worth. You could have took that bitch to the buffet.
Let me ask you.
No.
You already know. Like, if a man,
ask me.
If man said he's going to he's going to bring you to Lakewood Diner, you going?
What?
If man say, yo,
listen. Who's man's? Are you trying to be in your UK shit? Okay, so disclaimer. Is this a disclaimer or is it a sidebar?
Disclaimer, sidebar,
both. Both. We're obsessed with the UK, but we're obsessed also with like the lingo.
Lingo, yeah.
So I'm like, wait a minute. It caught me and I'm like, wait a minute, are we doing the UK thing? Okay. So
yeah, if men just say, let's go to the diner, you know, I want to take you out, and then he bring you to the diner, you see you parking up in the diner waiting for them to bring you to the to what could be a booth or a small thing.
You could take me to the diner, because I'm just being honest. You could take me to the diner, especially if it's a good diner with good food. I don't have no problem as a first date, and we're just trying to like get to know each other. But now, like, once we establish like we're going somewhere, next time, you know, you're gonna have to. This is the icebreaker. Yeah,
okay.
You could take me to a nice little diner. Why not?
What's the ghetto of the ghettoest? If somebody say, I want to bring you to Arch.
I like Arch Diner food. Or Ralph? About South Shore?
Both of them.
About South Shore, right? Yeah. That's right across the street by Glenwood over there. They food good.
They food is good, but that shit ghetto as
fuck. I don't care. That food is good. You a piece of shit for asking me that. The food is good. Like I said, for a first date, I don't mind, as long as it's not a McDonald's. Any fast food establishment, don't take me there. But a diner, you could get regular food. You could get breakfast food. You could get drinks. Whatever, like. And we have a booth to ourselves. We could sit and we could talk and we could chit-chat, you know. But besides that, like I said, going forward, like the next day, if you really want this to be something serious or you really trying to pursue me, I feel like it doesn't have to be every date that we go on, but you're gonna have to step it up to show me, like, okay, like we're really courting, like I really want you, like this is serious.
Well, the way I was looking at it was like, you know, I'm gonna take you somewhere nice, but not somewhere too fancy, but not somewhere like not somewhere that's too fancy, but fancy enough that it doesn't seem like it's a Applebee's or whatever, you know?
Oh, really? Our first date, despite the circumstances, I don't want to get into it. Our first date, I was actually going to treat you. And then we ended up going to this Mexican place that I was telling you about. Their menu wasn't hitting. We ended up going to Applebee's. It wasn't hitting. And then we ended up at Cheesecake Factory. So, and we took it to go. We got it to go.
But I think Cheesecake Factory is a good first date.
I mean,
if you, you know,
Cheesecake Factory is up there with Red Lobster. It's up there with Applebee's. It's up there.
I think Cheesecake Factory, you could kind of put it together with Maggiano's. that I think they're more, they're on that level where they're above like the Applebee's and the Red Lobsters and the Fridays. I think so. I think they have a little edge up. Because
what's the edge up?
What the fuck they is the edge up? They have a little advantage, a little edge up.
Let me tell you something. Of, why? Because the decor is different?
No, because yes and no. But if you go into an Applebee's or Fridays, Red Lobsters, it's more so the everyday, like, you know, the everyday, like, listen, I'm going to give you this big paper card menu so you can look at what you need to get.
Maggiano's is the paper menu, depending on the location. But
when you walk into a Maggiano's and you walk into a Cheesecake Factory, they already have, like, the knife and the cutlery set there. It's kind of, like, a little more formal. Really? Not formal. Like, a little more upscale, like...
I don't even think you should compare Maggiano's and Cheesecake. But I kind of get what you're saying. But to me, they all the same.
It's kind of like a Junior's Cheesecake. Like a Junior's is a little more up there. Junior's, I would compare it to Cheesecake Factory. They're kind of like the same. Like, I believe it's a little step up. You know, like... Another place that I would say...
Why? Because the table is set?
It's just... It just... The dim lighting, the
more... Red Lobster got dim lighting.
Yeah, but it's... It. If you look at it, it's like... It's set up as like a family establishment type of pizza spot type of arrangement, like...
It's set up as a authentic Italian restaurant. You're talking about Maggiano's, right? How they have, like, the checkered type of tablecloths and stuff. But
the others are, like, pub-style, bar-style type of establishment.
Okay.
Because they have the centerpiece, which is the bar. But, yeah, I think that's a first date, a good first date. But like you said, conversation is definitely something that has to be good. Like I said, the whole thing with the food, if you running it up, all I'm going to be thinking about and doing through the whole
date is... running them up?
No. What I'm more so thinking about is just, I'm doing the math in my head. And I'm trying to make sure...
So you're clocking everything that they're ordering?
Yes, I'm making... No. Okay. There's two types of clocking. There's the... Oh, you getting this? All right, that's cool. And then there's the... I'm getting the Wagyu filet with the shrimp. With the shrimp and scallops on the side. And then you just look.
So you clocking the shrimp and the scallop. So
it's not like
it's either or. Like, you can have the scallops, the shrimp, or the steak. But when you get the trio, it's like, okay. I noticed on the menu that the scallops is $23. Hold on, but there's nothing. There's no price for the trio.
Yeah, there's no price for the trio, so they gotta make it.
So let me ask you: when they ordered the trio, is your blood pressure going up?
My shit is elevated.
That's crazy.
You want to know what gets That's my crazy. Blood pressure elevated?
The drinks.
When they order the shit that don't have a price, it says That's market what I price. Oh. What does it say? Market price. So now you don't know what the fuck you getting into.
That's why I asked you if you ever had to wash dishes because... So let me ask you a question. So when you was out there single living your life as a single person and you're on a date and this person is ordering something off the menu that does not have the price, what is the tension like at the table at this point? Or are you still putting on face like it's all good? Because you might be running it up in them.
Okay, so that's another thing I want to get to. Like, what makes you feel like, okay, they deserve some Brits tonight.
First of all, can you only go for Brits?
Brits? But let's get back to that other. Because that marketplace, listen, the market. That market price.
Still can't get marketplace.
That adjustment on the market price is crazy because you got to put into mind what you see the price of that shit be at the store sometimes, and then you got to mark it up by $50.
So, but what I'm asking you is, let me ask you something. You ever, this is the sidebar, I'm going to let you finish your drink. You ever thought about saying, fuck it, having, like, the waiter run you up a separate tab? I know how you feel about separate tabs for your food, and when the person is in the bathroom, just leave it.
No, I've never left.
I'm saying, have you ever thought about it?
No, I've never thought about splitting the check.
No.
I've never thought about doing that.
Especially if they try to run up the bill.
Yeah, I'm not the type of person. I'm not, even though in my mind I'm like, fuck. Like, it's, first off, is a major turnoff to be inconsiderate. Like it just shows that you're inconsiderate. Like, I'd understand if, you know, we go to a nice place and you run it up and, you know, Your meal is a decent price. You know, you get a decent priced entree, you get a decent price starter and a drink and whatever. I understand that.
Oh, so it's a one drink. It's a one drink maximum.
No. Maximum? It's not a one
did
drink.
Did I say that right?
No. You did say it right. It's not a one drink maximum. It's just when you start doing the most.
Because you said a drink.
Yeah, no.
And it was very, like, there was no, like, no way to get around that. You know what I mean? It was like, you said a drink.
Listen, it depends if it's that bistro place that we used to go to. That the prices for the shots that they be doing, like, $20 for a shot. So, they
wasn't it like $35 for a small last drink?
Yeah, so it depends on the markup.
So, you have a problem paying $35 for a drink for your wife?
Not for my wife. Because
I thought we was talking about your past, but since you brought up the bistro,
No, I
feel some type of way about paying $20 for a shot for me.
No. Listen, you see how you do the twist? Mm. Listen, what I was saying was, if the drinks, because you was just like, a drink, and I was like...
You said a drink.
Yeah, I said a drink, and I was saying... And you was repeating it. And then I was just like, it all depends. Like, it don't have to be a drink. It could be multiple drinks as long as it's not that price.
So what if they say, okay, you're on a date. And they're just like, yeah, you know, I want a drink. And the alcohol they want, they don't want that house shit. They want the top of the line, top shelf. And they telling you, well, yeah, it's like $45 for this drink. And they down the drink like if it's water. And they like, oh, I want another one. And another one. Are you going to say something? Or are you going to let them continue ordering?
No, I'm going to say something.
Something like what?
I'm going to say something on a, like, the first one, I probably, depending on how, like, if it's going, depending on how the convo is going and how the vibe is going, I might let the first one slide. But if I see you going and asking for another one, I'm just like, that's a little OD now.
So,
because if one drink is $45 and the second, that's $90 on just two drinks.
So
that's
what
nuts.
I'm asking you. So in a case like that, is it a one drink maximum?
Hell yeah. One drink, that's not even a drink maximum. Like that, I think that one drink is it all depends. Like, I might let you slide. But if it's a $70 drink, hell the fuck no. Like, what are you drinking?
That's crazy.
I'm like a drink for $45? The boat two is $90. Like,
that's crazy.
That's
that's the whole bottle and the mixer and ice and a liquor certification renewal fee.
All right, that's you couldn't even get that out. That's how I know that you felt that, because you couldn't even get it out. But I want to kind of spin this off, and I kind of want to touch base on something that we was listening to. What is one of the craziest text messages that you got in your phone and your reaction? Mm-hmm. And it doesn't have to be sexual, but it can be if you want it to be. Mm-hmm. And your response.
You saying currently or like no. just all in all?
In the past. You have stuff currently?
No. Because I thought we was just doing like a roulette on the phone. No. But
before you were married with a child.
I don't know, like, I've had some wild shit get sent to my phone. I've had some.
So, like, what is one of them?
Well, it would have to be during an argument, and I found out that Shorty was cheating on me, so I did something petty. And I linked up with a girl, and then I took a video of me and a girl having sex, and I sent it as a message. Yeah, I did that.
Really?
Yeah, I did that. And then after that, she sent me an old video.
Isn't that revenge porn?
No, revenge
porn. You're a criminal.
Revenge porn is when you take a video unwillingly. The person did not give consent, and
did that person give you consent to record and send?
Oh, they shit? Seen that I was. They didn't give consent to send it, but they gave consent to record it.
Really? She yeah. was just like, "Oh yeah, bust it open for me."
To me? Listen to me. I'm not P. Diddy.
Hold on. So wait a minute. How was this? You didn't bust it open for her?
That's wild. Can you please shift that around?
Like, it's too zesty.
Wild zesty. If a dude said,
if I was a fly on the wall, if a dude said what?
If a dude said, I'm feeling mad wet. I want to bust it open for you.
I'd be like, bust it open for who? First of all, the minute you say that, even if, first of all. The minute a guy says something like that to me, and we were in the process of, like, trying to do something, it's clip for you. Like, we're not even going to try it. There's no fucking do-over. You don't get a do-over for saying that. But it's funny because we were listening to another mm-hmm. podcast, and they was talking about, this nigga going to talk about some year he's wet. Like, that's crazy. Mad wet right now. Yeah,
Cause Shorty felt the pre-cum through the pants. Yes. He's like, I can't help it. I'm mad wet.
You got me mad wet right now. Huh? First of all, let a nigga tell... Well, I'm married now, but when I was single, let a nigga tell me you're wet. Like, what? But I don't know if you remember I told you this, because me and my husband, we're like best friends. Like, we talk about stuff. But I ever told you about... someone who I was talking to before, and they got mad excited, and they kind of like creamed themselves.
Yeah.
Like, you can't hold that in there.
You want to know something?
That's disgusting.
That never happened to me where I just saw somebody and then I just came in my pants. Like, that never happened to me.
Yo, I think that's fucking disgusting.
That's wild. There's people that could get off to the just friction of them walking with their beef on their denim. That's wild. I don't know.
That's crazy. I don't know how to fill them up.
There's people that get off to that shit.
That's crazy.
But I don't know. Like, that never happened to me. But there's moments where, like, I almost not in my pants. Like, I'm like. Trying to hold out, and I'm just like, oh shit, like, it just happens, you know.
I don't know, I don't have a dick.
It just happens. Like, it all depends on,
are you talking about vibe. In a previous life?
Yeah, I'm talking about in a previous
life. I don't know, it seems
it it just happens. Like, it all depends on how you're feeling in that moment. Like, people get turned on by different things, right? So whatever is turning me on in that situation and I feel aroused and I feel good, it can cause that to happen if you're super excited and you just kind of just forget to really, like, control yourself. It happens to guys. It all just depends on the situation and how.
Log off. your dick logs off.
Logging off is ridiculous.
I'm asking, so you think that's a thing for people's dicks to log off when they're excited?
Well,
how do you log it back on?
It logs off once you
finish. It overheats.
Once you print the paper out.
I'm so done.
Once you know, you do your business, you come or whatever, then it logs off. And then you gotta be like, yo, alright.
See,
get ready, man.
Get ready for what? For me?
No, not you. It's just the conversation that the man gotta have with his penis. Like, listen, alright, brother.
You're done. You and your penis can have a conversation all day. As far as I am concerned, there's nothing else happening here.
I'm so good.
Because it's just like, if the momentum is not being kept up, we're done here. I can't. Energy needs to be matched all the way. Nobody don't have time for that shit. Well, some people do, but it's not really... It's not a thing. It's not okay. It's not.
So good.
But we were talking about, so what is, besides, so that's the craziest thing? So you went to something sexual. So you...
The craziest tech. No, I'm, that's...
Because I'm going to say...
Go ahead.
Because I'm trying to think about it. So you were with somebody, you found out they were cheating.
Mm-hmm.
And... To be petty, you sent a sex video to their phone.
Of course, that shows that you're not over the situation. But you want to show so bad that you're over the situation that you do something stupid like that. Because it hurt you because of what happened. That's all I can think of. But... That situation, it was a very immature and petty, but when it happened,
did the block list exist then?
The block list did exist, but it's like the little sauce you put on before the block happens. Like, this is the, oh, I just found out, and oh, we just fought about it and cursed each other out, and I'm like, a word, I bet.
Not the all right bet. So, if you know, you know. I feel like if you're a New Yorker and somebody's like, I bet. you need to observe everything that happens after that.
Yeah.
Especially if it gets quiet or if it's a walk-off or if it's just like the end of a conversation.
Yeah.
Or if the conversation ends in mid-conversation, like, I bet. You need to kind of reevaluate.
Listen, there's nothing to say after that, so don't even respond. You have to be careful. Be careful.
Be careful.
Because something's coming, and you don't know what it is.
That's crazy. That's crazy. For me, I wouldn't even go, like, on a sexual route of something crazy. But I will say one of the craziest text messages that I got in my phone came with a photo, too. But, so, there was this guy that I was talking to. And he kept calling me. And at this point, I'm kind of, like, over him. Like, I'm not interested anymore, right? And I guess he's kind of like, oh, yeah, she's not interested in me anymore. And he's like blowing my phone up. So my cousin and my aunt, they were actually visiting me. And my cousin is just like, you're not going to answer your phone. Mind you, I'm home in the bed underneath the covers watching probably Law and Order on friggin' TV. Like, I get a message on my phone. This is crazy. This is what happens. I'm yearning because I have a newborn baby. Well, she's about to be 2 months. And it's just like, my partying days is like on ice right now. But anyway, I say all of that to say, I'm egging you. First of all, if you call somebody like 3-4 times and the person, the phone is not like, if it's going straight to voicemail, or you know when you're getting ignored. Like, yeah, you know when you're getting ignored. So I bought you a car. Like, the person messaged me to come downstairs because they bought me a car. Of course it was a used car. It wasn't a brand new car. Mm-hmm. Am I fucked up? Because I didn't even move. I didn't even get up. I didn't even care, because at that point you're reaching.
You're reaching, bro.
No, you're reaching. Like, I just... I was not interested, and I just thought that was wild. So I got a text talking about, and then you showing me like where the car is parked up, like, so I can come downstairs, and I still didn't care. I left it on red.
Yeah, like, bruv, you're dreaming.
You get with that, you need to, like, but you're dreaming.
You're dreaming, bruv.
Like, I don't give a fuck. You yeah. Take that rinky dink ass. You know, it wasn't a hoopty, it was an Audi, but it was an older Audi, and it was just like, it wasn't given. It was like, get somebody else. Please. That's crazy, fucking, though, right?
Fucking old shit. Them old Audis is problems. Them shits.
I don't want to get into like the whole car aspect.
They should be called Audi. They should be called out.
Ouch.
No, out, because that's where they go. It's out.
But
it's
the about point, to run out. The point that the point that I'm trying to make, because we're talking about like the craziest sex, I just thought that was wild.
Yeah, that is.
I thought that was wild, and I just thought that was just like, I don't know. Like, I just thought that was just like wild type, like type controlling too, because it's just like, if you know I'm losing interest in you, you know that. So you're trying to reel me back in because you think a car is going to make me want to stay with you so you can have control over the situation. And it was just like, no. And then after that, it was just like threats after threats. It was sadistic. But what's the craziest text you sent to somebody's phone?
Well, I just thought about another crazy text.
Oh, but you did show the video.
Yeah, that's what I said.
But did you write anything?
No, I didn't write anything. It just...
You sent it like you sent it on accident? Don't lie.
I didn't say it was
accident. He froze up.
I didn't say it was an accident. No, I just sent it
I asked you. So you can make it seem like... And then you froze up and your face said it all. So what he did was, he sent the thing. So if anything, he'd be like, oh shit, I didn't even know I sent that. Get the fuck out of here. That is sick.
So
that's crazy.
The message, I just thought about it. The message that I got, that I received, was, you left me here and didn't know if I was dying or not.
I think Florida?
That whole situation, yeah. And it was... It was,
but they were really sick, right?
So what it was is
the appendix popped. That's serious. You can die from that.
Yeah, but
look at you, like you're like thinking about it.
Before I left, I checked on and everything went well. And by the time I got to Florida, they have been recovered.
So I don't want to sound fucked up. How was the relationship before you left to go to Florida?
It was
it on the outs already?
No.
Oh, so you guys were good.
We were good. That situation kind of flipped it because that when you have people in your ear, people telling you stuff, you know.
I just wanted to know if you guys were on the ins or outs.
No, we was in.
Because I was going to say, if we was on the outs already, I'm sorry. I wouldn't care. I would be like, you in the hospital? Oh. Is that bad?
That's.
Is that narcissistic?
That's low-key. Like.
I think I am a narcissist, for what it's worth.
I think that that's fucked up.
To say, oh?
Yeah, if. Like.
All right.
If you know, not saying.
Is it harsh?
It's very harsh. Like, we was just in love, and just well, we're falling out, yes, but we were together for however long, and we cared about each other at some point. So if I was in the hospital, I would. Like,
I you think I'm coming to see you? Not you. No, see, no. This is, we're trying to have dialogue right now. I'm not talking about you, my husband, the father of my daughter. No. I'm going to always be there. Somebody from the past? Good riddance. Like, I'm sorry.
I'm so dead.
I'm sorry if that really comes off fucked up, but it's just like, coming to see you in the hospital for what? For what? We're not together. What am I coming to see you for?
To bring me some Tylenol.
For what? The nurses can bring it. They can bring the Tylenol. They have a medicine closet.
I'm so dead.
No, but I'm just saying, like, I feel like a lot of times people, I'm not saying that they fake being sick or anything like that, but a lot of times people that knows, like, okay, that was long. Like, it's the one that got away, or it's just like, oh, yeah, I'm in the hospital.
Okay.
You're in the hospital. Okay. What does that have to do with me? First of all, why are you reaching out to me to let me know that you're in the hospital? Because we're not together no more. So when I said your clip, because me, I'm going to ride with you till the wheels fall off. The rims of the tire is on the fucking, you know how it has like the little little specks of fire.
Yeah.
I'm riding with you. I am riding with you.
But once the wheel bent.
No, fuck all of that. Now, once it's disintegrated, literally, I will ride with you till the very end and then some. After that, you're on your fucking own. I'm sorry.
Okay, let me ask you something. Don't you think that, like, this is to add to it, to create it into another scenario? What if, you know, I can see this response for a 6 month or maybe a year relationship, but what about a 5 year relationship or
I'm still
a
standing
3 to 5 year, like some, it because you guys, you know, of course, for let's say you guys were together for 4 years or 5 years. For up to 5 years, you guys were together in love, you know, and yes, things may have got very rocky, but.
And we're not together anymore.
And
you call me and tell me you're in the hospital?
But I think.
I'm asking. And then you call me and tell me that you're in the hospital?
If you,
I'm not coming on
this side right here. Like, if I'm not, like, the only way I probably wouldn't come. And I'm just speaking. If this immediately after we break up, not months down the line, like 3 months, 5 months, if there's time,
what's space, what's the cutoff space for you?
I think about a month, a month and a half.
It could be the next day. I'm not coming.
Because I would think, okay, like, okay, now, this is for a 3 to 5 year relationship, right? You're definitely not coming for nobody 3 months, not going for nobody 3 years. Now, let's say it's a scenario where, because this is not about us. This is not.
Obviously not. You know,
but this is just me creating a scenario. You're married to the person. You're married to the person and you guys get a divorce. And immediately after you got a divorce, something happens, like maybe something serious, you have to go to the hospital. See,
here you go. I don't feel like doing that. Okay. First of all, let me just be completely clear and transparent with that. Being married and dating someone and being in a long-term relationship is completely two different things. Maybe to some people on the outside, it mm-hmm. looks the same, but it's just, it doesn't have a title. It's a big difference being married than being in a long-term relationship. I'm sorry. It is.
Even if it's 10 years.
Listen, even if it's 10 years, it's different. Why y'all ain't get married? Y'all waiting for the statute of limitations for for fucking what is it when it's like, you know, you married because y'all just been together for so long.
I'm so dead.
And y'all still don't have a contract. It's a difference. I'm sorry. It's a difference. Why? Because you didn't take that leap of faith and actually do that. To each his own, right? Now, being divorced, if I'm with someone for a long time and we're married and we get a divorce and something happens to you, I'm still going to feel obligated as your ex-wife to be there for you. Now, as funny as that may sound, somebody who I was dating, if me and you break up and a week later you break your leg and you in the hospital and you call me like, oh, you know, I broke my leg and this and that, I'm going to be like, oh, I'm sorry to hear that. I'm not fucking coming to the hospital.
Can I ask you one thing? Now, we have dating, we have married. How about engaged? Being the middle.
I think I'm going to let somebody else do it.
It still would go on the side of dating.
I'm going to let someone else do it. Because I'm not putting myself through that. Now, if I was married to you and we have a child or children or whatever the case may be. Even if there wasn't a child, I'm still going to be there for you because we were married. We had the whole shindig. We did it all. Engage is you almost did it all. So I almost made it to the hospital, but I'm not coming. It was getting too serious.
That's Yo, that is mad funny.
So
I almost made it to the hospital. That is funny as fuck. That should be the title of this episode. I almost had to loosen it up
because it was getting too intense.
Like, I almost made it. That's great.
Almost made it. Like,
that's gold.
I think we should end on this note.
Oh yeah, I almost made it. We almost made it to the end, guys.
This was Talk with Torch. Later, y'all.
Later.